Pacific Mornings
on ABC Radio Australia.
Now, the Australian Kangaroos coach Mal Meninga has weighed into the dispute, consuming Tonga's rugby league side, telling the NRL there needs to be a quick resolution, saying, quote, they're really important to the development of the international game, particularly throughout the Pacific. It comes after the chairman of Tonga Rugby, George Koloamatangi, had this to say about the team's stars players when I spoke to him earlier this week. How are you going to repair your relationship with the players? They're calling for you to step down. You've said that you're not going to. So what's next?
Look, I've spoken to a couple of players already and they're mystified why they were lied upon. You know, there was a couple of clowns running around intimidating players. We haven't closed the doors at anybody, but we're working on a case-by-case to get them to understand what the actual story is, because they've been fed a big, fat lie.
So you're saying that stars like Andrew Fifita and Will Hopewade are lying to the other players or intimidating them to sign this letter?
Not the sharpest tool in the shed, but you know what the thing is that, yes, they are. They're running around with these allegations that they themselves don't even know what they're doing. If you ask them.
Now, a former captain of the Tongan Rugby League side has called for cooler heads to prevail. Martin Marcella was a professional league player who captained Tonga at the 2000 Rugby League World Cup. He told Anthony Stewart a failure to deal with the dispute could set Tongan League back a decade.
We need to resolve this because what has happened has transpired into a messy situation, which if this continues, could be very harmful for the Matama Tonga team. And with the nines and test matches later on in the year, it could have a devastating effect on everything that happens.
Key stars like Andrew Fifita, Will Hopewate, Jason Tomalolo have all threatened to boycott the upcoming nines and these test matches. How bad would that be for the fan base that Tonga has developed in recent years, particularly in New Zealand with those huge crowds we saw during the World Cup?
Let's go back to the information that has been handed down. And I think, you know, given the correct information that they need to make the decision on, they would rethink exactly what you've just asked me there. Given the opportunity to actually present that and to sit down as men and talk about this and resolve the problems that has happened, I think they've been misinformed about the happenings and what is going on. And, you know, I think, you know, from the previous coaching staff, from management, from there, they've been misled on what is actually happening and the bigger picture moving forward into the future. And, look, I do understand where they're coming from, and I'd feel exactly the same way as they would in their shoes. But I suppose being a former player and being involved with Tongan Rugby League and the Rugby League fraternity for many years, you see past that and you see the bigger picture and you say, hey, listen, this is where we are today. These are the things that you're concerned. Let's take that on board. Let's see how we can move forward and then work together to resolve this.
One of the most vocal critics of this whole situation has been John Hopewate, Will Hopewate's father. Have you had a chance to speak to him about the dispute and where do you think he sits today?
Well, it's very interesting you should say that. I caught up with John yesterday and, he's a very good friend and, a very good man and, you know, an advocate for Tongan Rugby League. And, I met with him, we sat down and I went through something with John Hopewate yesterday, which was the bigger picture. The bigger picture being more than just rugby league and how important the Matama Tonga team have inspired the community of Tonga. And when you look, you know, we are blessed that we had the opportunity to play rugby league and do that in front of many people. And what has happened today is they've inspired a nation, inspiring a nation to achieve things which has been unbelievable for a nation of, you know, 109,000 people back home and maybe the same amount living overseas. One of the things I spoke to John about was, you know, having a look at the bigger picture and where we are today. And yes, you know, there is a problem here and we'll fix that. But the bigger picture is, you know, what we can do for the community that is going to put us, you know, in a space which is far beyond where rugby league will ever be. But utilising rugby league as the cornerstone of inspiring people to be better at what they do. And, you know, the things that we've been able to achieve and the reason why the whole Tongan community is behind the Makama Tonga team is the love and the support and the heritage for our country.
There's been some pretty acrimonious comments from the chairman of the board yesterday on Radio Australia. He said that Andrew Fifita and some of the other players weren't the sharpest tools in the shed. The players have threatened this boycott. Do you think it can be resolved, or are you worried that the situation could escalate?
Look, in the heat of the moment and in battle, you are going to say things, and I'm sure everybody in their rightful mind have always said things that they regret later on, whether it's, you know, a little argument with their wife or partner or whatever the case may be. What has been said has been said, and, you know, I'm sure that there's been a lot of to-ing and fro-ing, but look, at the end of the day, you know, their heart's in the right place. We're all wanting the same thing, okay? We just see it from different eyes, and it's about pulling these people together and getting that understanding and showing them the bigger picture of, well, where we need to be, because, you know, at the moment, we're spending a lot of time on something which is, you know, a decision's been made about the coaching staff and where we're going, and what we need to do is embrace that. And because the bigger picture is, you know, it's the Tier 1 teams that we're playing later on in the year is where our mindset should be and what we need to work on, because at the moment, we're a far cry from, you know, being competitive in that area. And they're the things that we should put our energy into and what we should focus on.
Would you consider stepping up to the board in fresh elections when they're held a little bit later this year?
Well, one thing that I do believe that Tonga do need is leadership. And, you know, it's something that, you know, has come from the playing group. It has happened. Look, you know, stepping up to the board, you know, if the opportunity did arise, I would certainly do that. I do believe that, you know, Tonga Rugby League need a, you know, someone of the figure of the CEO. I think that has been mentioned. You need a strong leader there to, you know, to lead this and take this into the next level of rugby league for Tonga.
That was Martin Marcella, the former Tongan Rugby League Test captain, there speaking to Anthony Stewart. And we've reached out to Tongan player Andrew Fifita to give him a chance to respond to the comments by George Koloa Matangi, the chairman of the Tongan Rugby League Board. Andrew said he would love to, but is going to keep quiet at the moment. He says his team will speak again soon. What are your thoughts? What do you reckon this will mean for Mate Maa Tonga moving forward? What would you like to see happen? Whose side are you on?